Now, for the second year, the St. Patrick's celebrations are hit by the pandemic, but this year the festivities go on, online that is. There'll be 90 virtual receptions in Irish embassies and consulates around the world and at home. The festival events kick off this weekend. We're going to talk to the festival artistic director, Karen Walsh, in a moment. Let's hear first legendary singer Mary Coughlan. She'll be among hundreds of artists, musicians and performers taking part in these virtual celebrations.
So getting back up on the stage for me is really, really important, and to know that there will be people there out watching, and it's on our national day, and I'm really, really honoured and privileged to be part of St. Patrick's Day, this virtual St. Patrick's Day happening that will be beamed across the world.
Mary Coughlan there. Karen Walsh, good morning to you. And you're responsible. You've been doing this festival for a number of years now, and you've done it in what we call normal times. You now have to do it virtually. What's in store?
Yes, so we've pulled out all the stops this year, and we have created a TV channel which will sit on our website on stpatricksfestival.ie, and we have been filming all over the country. And I can guarantee the 32 counties of Ireland, to bring shows from circus to music, poetry, all kinds. Virtual tours with the military archives, for example. Everything is going to be streamed through a TV channel on our website over 6 days and nights. And we're also doing a takeover of Oireachtas TV. So you'll be able to view all of the programmes on Oireachtas TV.
It's been a pretty massive undertaking, because you would have started out, I suppose, maybe anticipating we could have been at level 4 or even lower than that. Instead of that, we're at level 5 and still ongoing. So has that had to shape what you do?
Absolutely. We, I suppose, started thinking about this last April. We were the first festival to go down last March at the beginning of our first lockdown. And when we came out of that festival, we started looking at how this could possibly be next year, where we are now. And nobody thought that we'd be in level 5. But so we've been planning for 3 festivals for the last year under level 3, 4 and 5. And then I suppose when we got through Christmas, and it was on the 4th of January that the decision was made, it's going to be level 5. And also a huge thanks to the Department of Arts, gave us our funding, and that has allowed us to move forward and make the decision we were going to turn this into a virtual festival, but not just to just put things on our website. We wanted to really try and do something for the public, for the audience, and not just in Ireland but globally, that they'll be able to connect together at this time of year, because it's just, we've had such a tough year, so we just wanted to do something special.
And as you say, people can look at the entire program, which will be rolled out over, is it about 10 days, but will there be St. Patrick's parades?
So there's no St. Patrick's parades this year, but even we have been thinking. Yes, so we're working with RTE actually. So we've got the hashtag RTE Virtual Parades campaign. We have commissioned the pageant companies who would normally be in the parade to create workshops, which you'll be able to view over the 6 days of the festival on our website. And we want people to create their own parades, film them, and then upload them onto Twitter or Facebook or Instagram with the hashtag RTE Virtual Parades. But also we have curated a full day on the 17th of March with amazing performances that really bring together that essence of parade. We filmed marching bands all over Ireland. We filmed our own pageantry company yesterday in Swords Castle doing a performance. We've got trad music, Shandrum Cayley Band, Cayley in Your Cocoon, right up to a huge big selection of premiere shows that night and lighting performances.
Okay, and
all being, so it's a real packed program.
All being streamed, as you say, online. All the details, your own dedicated TV channel, stpatricksfestival.ie. Karen Walsh, good luck with it. Thank you very much. It's 2 minutes to 9.